News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
And now, a number of Dublin residents are concerned that foxes could spread diseases to their pets. Turns out these foxes are marauding unregistered. Rory Hogan, Fianna Fáil councillor for Pembroke in Dublin City Council, has written to the council to find out which state agency is responsible for urban foxes. And he's with us this morning. Rory, how do you mean responsible?
Hey, how are things? Well, effectively, what became clear is that there's not a defined agency with responsibility over it. And so that could be whether an injured animal is not being treated or human behaviour makes it worse. We need an agency to take a remit over this topic so that it's more about coordination rather than control.
But what do you want them to do?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, badgers are protected under the Wildlife Acts. They can't be interfered with. They can't be disturbing settings, and it's illegal to kind of interfere with them. They're managed at a national level. And what the National Parks and Wildlife Service do is they oversee wildlife legislation. They protect species and habitats, and they issue licenses and provide national policy guidance. I'm not saying that foxes should have the same protected status as badgers. The point I'm making is that with species like badgers, there's a clear framework and a clear responsible authority. With urban foxes, the clarity isn't there, and that's what needs to be addressed.
But clarity about what? What do you see as the imminent threat to these foxes?
Well, it's not necessarily that there's an imminent threat about foxes. It's more so that there's a coexistence between humans and foxes at the moment. It works quite beneficial for both parties. You know, foxes are very effective at keeping rodents out of our spaces. But that's not to say that it won't become an issue down the line.
An issue?
Well, you know, if you look at any other kind of species in the Phoenix Park, like, you know, there's overpopulation, there's population control. That's not an issue at this point in time. But, you know, in the
But there's future, loads of species in the Phoenix Park that are just happily doing that. Nobody needs to regulate a duck.
No, not necessarily. But, like, we need to kind of put controls on this so that we can ensure that we can properly coexist between foxes and humans in urban settings. Like, you know, we're kind of well used to it down the countryside, but in urban settings it's a bit of a relatively new phenomenon.
I'm still failing to grasp the immediate threat to our capacity to coexist with foxes.
Well, like, it's not necessarily like that the inability to coexist, but there are issues that occur with foxes. And it's not necessarily that we're trying to kind of, we need to kind of be able to put an agency in place to kind of put protections over foxes to make sure that they're not disturbed by human activity, and then also to ensure that their coexistence is maintained, you know.
But do you think people are interfering with foxes?
Well, there are. Like, there are instances where people kind of feed foxes, and that kind of disrupts the kind of ecosystem out there in the urban cities, you know. And, you know, foxes provide valuable assistance to humans in terms of keeping rodents away. But what we're kind of trying to address is kind of who has responsibility over foxes. It's a great part of the city. Like, I see them going around all the time. I appreciate their presence, you know. They're lovely animals. But it is kind of one of those things where, like, we need to make sure that this isn't necessarily about protecting humans or anything like that, but it's actually also additionally about the welfare of the foxes themselves.
Rory, thank you very much. Rory Hogan, Fianna Fáil councillor for Pembrokeley in Dublin City Council.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.